Our beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Mem, we were in the middle of Siv Vav, on page Kuf Nun Gimel, about to turn on to page 306. So in Siv Vav we said that it's asur l'shamish mitaso b'fnei kol adam im hu neyor. It's asur to have tashmish shamita in front of any person if they are awake. V'afilu aidei hefsek mechitza asara, even if there is a separation of a wall that's 10. U'b'fnei tinok she'en yodei l'daber mutter, but in front of a baby that does not know how to speak, that is mutter. Then we said, "Bayish sheyeshbo sefer Torah o chumashim haasuyim biglila." We said a house that has in it a sefer Torah, or a room that has in it a sefer Torah, or it has one of the five chumashim haasuyim biglila, but it's made as a scroll. Asur l'shameshbo atchia befonav mechita. It's asur to have tashmish with a sefer Torah there, or any other scroll of Tanakh, unless there is a mechitza. And then we said in the brackets that in terms of making such a mechitza on Shabbos, that we'll discuss in Hilchos Shabbos. So we pick up in the second to last line. This is where we were up to. V'im yesh lo bayis acher osur ad sheyotzienu. So we said you can't attach a shamita in a house or a room in which there is a Sefer Torah, but you can put up a wall, it's okay. But if there's another bayis that you could put it into, then it's osur even with a mechitza in this room. So let's see the Mishavura on that in Sivkoton Chavav. If there is bayis acher, pirish cheder acher. If there is another room that you can move the Sefer Torah to, then it's aser to have tashish amita in the room of the Sefer Torah ad sheyotzienu. You have to move it to the other room. Then the Mechaber says in the last line, v'im yesh bo tfilin o svarim. If a person has, till now we're talking about the Sefer Torah or other scrolls. Now we move on to tfilin or svarim. Afilu shal gemara, even if it's just a gemara, aser ad sheyitneim bikli besoch kli. So then it's asur to attach shamita in a room where there is tefillin or there are svarim. You don't need a mechitza, but you do need a double vessel that it is in. V'hu shelo yehei hasheinim yuchad lahem. And it has to be that the second kli is not designated for that item. In other words, if you have a double tefillin bag, you have the velvet and then you have the plastic, that counts as one cover. You then have to put an additional cover over the tefillin in order to permit tashish shamita in that room. You need a kli v'toch kli. And the sheni, the second one, can't be miyuchad lahem. Aval imhu miyuchad lahem, but if it is designated for that tefillin or that sefer, afilu meya kechar chashive. Even if you have 100 coverings, if it's normal coverings for that item, that counts all as one, and you still need a second one. V'imperas talus agabe argaz. If you have the tefillin or the svarim in a box, and you spread a talus or a cloth over the box, choshev kekli besokli, that also will be covered as a kli betokli. The first one is the box, and the second one will be the cloth that is covering it. Let's see the Mishavura now, back to page Kufnun Gimel at the bottom. We're in Sivkotan Chav Zayin. Tefillin v'hu adin mezuzah. The rules now that we're going to discuss apply to tefillin and also to mezuzah. And also to svarim, as we'll see. V'ayin la'el b'simen mem b'mishabura sham b'arno kol prate adinim. Sivkadon chav ches o svarim o tzolomer chav dalet sifrei kodesh, any of the 24 books of Tanakh. U'mari she'enom asuyim b'galila. This part of the siv is discussing where they're not rolled up like a scroll. That was yesterday's discussion. The asuyim b'galila dinam k'sefer Torah v'kanal. If they were rolled up in a scroll, that was yesterday's halacha that is similar to a sefer Torah. Today we're discussing the 24 books of Tanakh, or even Gemaras as we'll see, but they are in svarim form like we have it, or tefillin or mezuzos. Sivkadon chav tes afilu shal gemara tzolomer afa gav de gemara lo nitan lichto bedoros harishonim. Even though it's true that gemaras in the earlier days were not allowed to be written down, mishum de dvarim shabal peh osur lo omra bichsav, because it's Torah shabal peh, it's not allowed to be written down. Afilu hachi kevan shal basof hitiru hamoroim lichto mishum eis lasos lashem. Since at the end of the day the hamoroim allowed Torah shabal peh to be written down because of an eis lasos lashem, Havaluhu kishar sifrei kodesh, they get the same dinim as the other sifrei kodesh. Umemela hayom hu adin kol hasvarim. Umemela, nowadays it would apply to all the many svarim that we have. Heim biksiva obedfus, whether they're handwritten or they are printed. Yesh b'hem kedusha, they have kedusha, and they have to follow the rules mentioned over here. If one wants to have tashish shamita with them in the room, it has to have that those svarim are kis besoch kis. Sivkotan lamed, as we turn to page 306, we said, ad she yitneim b'kli besoch kli. Rotzalomer means to say, Afagav de lo ba'inan behu hefsek mechitza kamo b'sefer Torah. Even though we don't need by these things, we don't need any separation of a mechitza like we saw yesterday by sefer Torah. But mikol makom kli b'so kli ba'inan. But we do need a vessel inside another vessel. The kasu ha'achronim, the achronim write, the vilon ha'talu l'fnei hamita, a curtain that is hanging in front of the bed, af the ein shem mechitza aleha, even though as we discussed yesterday, it doesn't get a shem mechitza, kevan the ein akshura l'tzad mata, since it's not tied at the bottom, it's not a solid wall, it doesn't get a din of a mechitza, v'hinov v'nor alei ruach, it moves to and fro because of the wind, the ein zen nechshav hefsek l'inya sefer Torah, and therefore, as we discussed yesterday, it's not considered a separation l'gabi a sefer Torah. Kanal b'sefkot nochavei mikomakom shem kisui yesh aleha im ein asvarim nirim al yedei ze. But it would get a shame of kisui; it would be considered a covering if the svarim cannot be seen through that. V'alkenim yechasa al asvarim afilu rapi kisui echad mutter. And therefore, if you have the curtain, even if it goes to and fro, l'maisa, it's a blockage, and then you cover the svarim with one additional covering, that'll be mutter. Desu have shnei kisuyim, that's like two coverings. Uke kli b'sel kli dami, and it's like one kli inside another kli. So again, if one wants to have tashmish amita with tefillin and mezuzahs or any kind of svarim in the room, it has to be kli b'tel kli. If you have a curtain hanging there, even if it's not tied at the bottom, it doesn't count as a wall to be matir the sefer Torah on the other side or any other a scroll on the other side, but for svarim it counts as one covering, so you could just put a little cloth over the sefer, over the tefillin, well, really just over the sefer, the tefillin wouldn't even need it because it has it already, but if you put a cloth over the sefer, that would be already considered a second covering.
Is that the reason for mezuzahs?
So that's why by mezuzahs also, if the mezuzah is inside the room, so the minhag is to wrap the mezuzah inside something before you put the outside, that's correct. That's not only for Tashmish Amita, but also if a child is unclothed, just for other reasons that it should be covered. But that's correct. Sivkatan lamed aleph bekli tochli. So he said by svarim, tefillin and mezuzos, our svarim, printed svarim or written svarim, not scroll svarim. You need kli betochli. We're in sivkatan lamed aleph. But who adin shnei kisuyim? It's lav dafla that you have to have it inside a kli. That's inside another kli. It could be two coverings as well. And that which some people are knowing that across from the svarim they put a curtain to cover it, and they think that alone is enough. Lav shapir avdi, it's not good enough. That's only one covering. You need additional covering. So if a person is in a room and there are svarim and they want to have tashmish amita, it's not enough just to hang a sheet over where the svarim are. You have to hang two things over there. You have to have a double covering. One covering would not be enough. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayitrus of Katan Lamed Beis, we said that if you had the svarim or the tefillin in a box and you just put a talus over it, that would be good enough. Rotzalomer afagav da talus eno porus rak milamala v'lom lamata. Even though the talus is only covering the top, it's not going all the way around it. Afilu hachi nechshav ki'ilu haya munach b'kli tochli. That's considered being kli b'tochli. That's good enough. So if it's in a box and you just throw a curtain or a talus or a garment over it, that would be okay as well. Sivkatan lamed gimel. Choshev, we said that's choshev kli b'tochli when you put the talus over the argaz. V'im ha'argaz gadol shemachzik arboim so'a. If the tefillin or the svarim are inside a box that's so big that it holds 40 so'a, v'hu ama al ama berum shalosh amos, that is one ama lengthwise by one ama widthwise by three amos heightwise, then it's cholekes reshus la'atzma. That area is considered its own reshus, it's like a different room. And Mimela ve'ein tzarech lifros od kisrei la ha'argaz. Then you wouldn't have to cover it, because that's not considered one covering, that's considered like a mechitza, a separate room, and therefore it's on reshus, it would be good to go just like that. However, v'yesh machmir mazeh samar machmir, that's not enough. Achein im mechubr la kosel b'masmerim. But if this big box is attached to the wall with nails, it's like a permanent fixture in the room, v'kul yama yesh l'hakel, then according to everyone, you can be lenient and view that as a separate reshus, and it would be okay. But that has to be the proper size, an amma by an amma by three amma. So I'd like to go back now to see one bir aloch on the page before, page kuf nun gimel. And that's going on the first point that we said tonight, v'im yesh lo bayis acher aser at sheyotzienu. We said by a sefer Torah, even though we said a mechitza is good enough to separate for tashmish on one side of a mechitza when the sefer Torah is on the other side, but if you have another room that you can move the sefer Torah to, a mechitza is not good enough. If you have no other option, you're a person's in a hotel room and there's only one room, so then you can make a mechitza, that would be good enough. But if you have two rooms, it's in a house, so the Sefer Torah has to go to the other room. That's the halacha. So says the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskil, Aser ad shiotzi enu. It's Aser until you move the Sefer Torah to a different room. V'im ha-pesa pasua v'nirim mirachol. Here's an interesting shaila. Let's say Yitaka moved the Sefer Torah to another room, but the door is open and you can see from one room to the other. So you can still see the Sefer Torah, but Lamaisa is in a different room. So yesh la'ayim bedover, that's going to need investigation. Because even according to what the Magen Avram paskens is, if katan tazvav, which we had yesterday, lahakmir hecha da mechitza asuya kein striga, we had yesterday a wall that's made like lattice that you could see through the wall. So the Magen Avram was machmir that if you could see through, mishum da svarim nirin, because svarim could be seen. So he was machmir that you have to have a covering. Efshar the hacha other tvei, but it could be over here. Since it's a different room, it's more lenient, even though it can be seen. In other words, even the Magen Avraham was machmer yesterday with the mechitza that has some holes in it that you can see through. He said you have to cover it. That's if it's in the same room. Maybe if the Sefer Torah is in a different room, even though you could see it, it would be okay. Why? The reason for the Magen Avraham that we discussed yesterday, that if there are holes in the wall, that it might not be good, that's because that's a ktsas bizayon. It's a little bit of a disgrace to be able to see them through the wall. The hacha came into cheder achil lagamri ein bezeh bizayon. But over here, since it's totally in a different room, you move it to a different room. Maybe that's not considered bizayon, even though it would be visible. The teda the cheder adas mechitza. And I'll prove to you that a cheder is better than a mechitza. To afilu b'mechitza tova she'ein nira al yado a sefer Torah. Because even in the case we have a good wall, a solid wall that you can't see the sefer Torah through. We just said that even if you have a great mechitza, it's aser if you have another room you can move it to. So you see, another room is much better than a mechitza. Therefore, just as the Magen Avraham was machmir by the holes in the mechitza, doesn't mean that he will be machmir by the visibility to a different room. Alma the cheder other tvei, we see a room is better than a wall. Umatzasi ben Arshalom shegamu mitzad l'hakab bazed. And Arshalom takes the side that it's lenient, that if it's in a different room, meaning you can see it, it is okay. Elisha midvarav mashmer the Magen Avraham machmer bazed. Even though he's mekel, from his words it's mashmer, he understands the Magen Avraham will be machmer there as well. Ulanias daiti nira, my humble opinion appears, the gamma Magen Avraham moded yesh l'hakab bazed, even the Magen Avraham will be moded to be lenient in this case. Like we mentioned, ulamaisa nira de bishar sarim bevada yesh lismoch lahokel de ei muchil lachasos hansham. Certainly, other scrolls of Tanakh or one sefer of a sefer Torah that's in another room, even though you can see it, for sure you can be lenient. Says the Chavetz Chaim. Ulein sefer Torah yesh lachmir lachasos hansham. When it comes to sefer Torah, since there is room to be machmir, so one should better be machmir to cover the sefer Torah that's in the other room. Acha kach matzasi bepischei tshuva liyardei simen reish pei beis if katan tes b'shem apanim iros shemachmir bezeh gam in yeshar svarim. He's machmir even when it comes to other svarim. That pischei tshuva mesayim alzeh tzorach im bezeh. V'li nire da somach lahokel kenar shalom ein limchos biyado. One who is lenient like the Nar Shalom, that even by a sefer Torah without covering it, we would not protest against him. So it seems like the Chavetz Chaim is coming out. Bottom line, if it's a regular scroll, not a sefer Torah, in a different room, you're good to go no matter what. If it is a sefer Torah, so the chachila, one should be machmir, one should cover it. Let's go weiter now to Sif Zayin. Lo yeshamesh b'tchilas halayla, in the third line on 306, lo yeshamesh b'tchilas halayla v'lo b'sofa, one should not have tashmish hamita in the beginning of the night or the end of the night. The reason being, kidei shelo yishma ko b'nei odom v'yovo lachshol b'ish acheres. So he shouldn't be hearing other people speaking and come to think about other women when he's having tashmish hamita with his wife. Elo b'emtza laila, he should only be in the middle of the night. So again, this l'chara can be understood that it's lav davka b'emtza laila, but at a time when it's quiet, not at a time when you hear people talking, that would be inappropriate. It says the Mishnah Berurah, b'tchilas halayla, sifkot la medalud, v'im roa sheyitzro misgaber, if a person sees that his yitzhara is getting the best of him, ubav lidei hirhurim, and he's coming to have bad thoughts, v'yocho lovo lidei tuma al yidei zeh, and by delaying till the emtza laila, he might come to be metamei, with zera levatola lo yachmir b'zeh, then one should not be machmir on this, and he could even have the bia at an earlier time in the evening. Says the Mechaber in Sivches, as by way of introduction, we're going to go through it quickly with not major explanation. It's from a Gemara with different explanation of Rishonim, but it's even though the Mechaber ends off and says, v'tzarech b'nefesh lizoyer b'zeh, person can ask his own personal rav, these are madregas that are very high. very high madrigas, not for the average person, but we'll do Siv Ches now. V'yashamish be'ema uv'yira, when a person has tashmish amita, it should be with fear and trepidation. Kimo sha'omru al Rabbi Eliezer, shayam megala tefach u'mechasa tefach, v'dome kimi shekafo she, like the Gemara in Darim says, they said about Rabbi Eliezer that when he had tashmish amita, he was in the Gala Tefach, which will explain what that means, if Shatim. He would reveal a Tefach and cover a Tefach, and he would be as if he was being attacked by a shade. Pirish. Be'ema u'be'ira ki'ilu kafo shade. He was having the Maisa Bia, be'ema u'be'ira, as if he was being attacked by a shade. V'yesh mefarshim, some explain what it means is, Megala Tefach u'mechasa Tefach, shelohaya memari ka'ever b'shas tashmish kedei lamayit hana'oso. He didn't do a full Maisa Bia in order to limit a little bit of his own personal pleasure. V'dome kemoshe kafo shade, and it was as if he was being kafo shade. Sha'osa davar ba'ones, as if he was being forced into the Maisa because he didn't want to get too much hana'ah from the Maisa tashmish. V'yesh mefarshim, some say Megala Tefach shebe'isha. There is Megala Tefach in the Isha Kolomer, meaning Achshav Megala Osa L'Tzara Tashmish. Now he revealed her for the Maisa Tashmish. Achshav Mechas Osa. Now he covered her. Kolomer, meaning to say Shelo Haya Marich B'Osa Maisa. That it wasn't, again, it wasn't a lengthy Maisa Bia. V'domelo Kemoshe Biaso Hashade, as if the shade was scaring him. V'nivas V'niach HaMaisa, and he had to quickly finish the Maisa and move on. Kol kach hoya mekatzer b'tashmish. That's how quick he did the tashmish. Again, that was Rabbi Eliezer trying to do a very quick ma'isabia in order not to be overindulging in his own pleasures. The yesh mefarshim, some say megala tefach al hasiner shahisa chogeres, but they would only reveal a tefach of the siner that the isha of it, that his wife was wearing. Sha'apishash tashmish hoya matzricha l'choger, that he required her to wear it even during the ma'isa tashmish. Umegala rak tefach mimena. He would only reveal a tefach of it and cover it immediately. Again, kedei lomayit hana also in order to limit his hana. V'kulu perushe isnahu. And all these perushim are correct. V'tzarap ha-nefesh li'zar bohem. But again, anyone who wants to take these things upon himself should certainly speak to a rabbi before he does it. This is not for the average person to take upon himself without discussing with the appropriate authorities. But let's see the Mishaburu over here. Sivkotan Laman Hey, Mekatzer, I am B'Mogan Avram, B'Masha Kosov, Bazet. Look at the Mogan Avram where he asks different stiras between here and what it says in Evan Ezer, different things. And let's go weiter. Sivkotan Lamed Vov. Sivkotan Lamed Vov, he says, Koswa Tosas, Tosas says, B'Shem HaMedrish, that Kadosh Baruch Hu Sonei HaMashamish Arum. The Medrash brings down that Hashem hates those who are Tash Shamita when they are unclothed. V'Davka Arum Mamish, this means Mamish, they're revealed. Umishum the Eishul Adam Leos Tanua, because a person has to be Tanua. Avil imachase atzmo milamala leka shum chash bedavar. But if he's covered on top of the blanket, so then there's no chash at all. And if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Yud Ches, he writes, this one the Yad Aaron, Ayin Shum Shehevi Miamukubalim Sha'ad Rabba Ba'ofen Ze Odev Tfei. It's brought down Api Kabbalah that one bedavka should be Aaron during the Maisa Tashmish, even though we see over here the Machaber one sheet and not that way, but it's brought down. From the Mekubalim, Bedafka to be that way. So never again, anyone who wants to take on any other Mahaloch, so certainly discuss it with the proper authorities, and we move on to Siftes. Lo yisaper ima bedvarim she'eino menyone tashmish. Lo b'shash tashmish v'lo kodom lochen. When a person is going to have tashmish with his wife, he should not be speaking to her about things that are not me'inyone tashmish, with other topics. He shouldn't be shmoozing about other things, not during the ma'isa tashmish, v'lo kodom lachin. What's the reason for that? Shelo yitein daito b'ish acheres. That's so, again, if they're talking about other things, his mind might go on to other things and might go on to another isha. And that, as we've seen many times, is very bad. V'im sipir ima v'shimesh, and if he did speak to her inappropriately and then had to be with her, amro love, that's what the Gemara means when it says in many places, magid lo'oda masecho, that after 120 they're going to tell him what he was speaking, afilu sicha kala, shivein odom le'ishil magidin lo b'shas hadin, that even the small talk between husband and wife will be repeated over to him, b'shas hadin. That's a person, again, who's speaking about inappropriate things before the ma'isa of tashmish. But we'll look at the Mishabura in Sivkotan Lamed Zayin. He says, V'im hoyolo kas ima, but if there was some kind of anger that was going on, so then obviously, mutter lo saper ima betchila, kol divrei ritzui kdei lafaisa. If he was upset or she was upset, obviously any talking that will be needed for the ritzui in order to appease her, that would be 100% permissible. And therefore, again, this halacha is to be taken in the understanding that something that will lead him to be Maharir, another Isha, that should be limited. But if it's Nogeya to, you know, putting her in the right mindset and to make things appropriate, so then it's appropriate to talk. Obviously, everyone has to do, use their seichel in these areas. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkadon Lamedches, Me'inyonei. So we said in the Mechaber that he shouldn't speak about things that are not Me'inyonei Tashmish. Says the Mishnah, sometimes even topics nogeya to the Tashmish should not be discussed before. He's a person who gets mechumim very quickly. If he talks about it too much before, it might lead him to be mazriya too early and lead to chait. So then, even things that are nogeya to Tashmish, that person should not do in order to prevent such things from happening. And let's do one more mechaber over here where there's no mishabura on it, and that's Sif Yud im hayalo kas ima. If he was upset with his wife, Osir l'shamesh ad shiifaisena, then it is forbidden to have tashmish amita with her until he appeases her. The yochel l'sapir ima koden tashmish kedei l'ratzosa, like we just mentioned before, and then obviously he will be able to and encouraged to and required to speak to her before the tashmish in order to appease her so that it can be done in the proper mind frame for both of them. We will stop here in Mirtz Hashem on Sunday. We will continue with Sif Yud Aleph.